So actually, we just got the first commercially usable flight control systems from the factory. Now we're going through the last validation, and we're already launching the early access program in the next few months with our five launching customers. But in the US, we're looking to do a second launch of the early access program early next year. And we're looking here, especially here, for another five drone manufacturers that want to experience what the Fusion Reflex can do for their drones.
Amazing. So if you are a flight manufacturer, drone manufacturer, you know, reach out. I guess that's one's the first message.
Yeah.
And do you know already when you're gonna launch the product?
Yeah, so that's going to be in the US Q1 2024.
Okay. And following on that, when you launched, you know, what's next, or what's your timeline in Europe, maybe the next, or what do you
So
envision?
Europe is the first. So
Okay.
we're launching in Europe now,
Okay.
because that's where we're from. So yeah, we're from the Netherlands. So yeah, we have a handful of companies around Europe that we're launching with first.
Okay.
And then yeah, looking towards the US early next year. Essentially, now it's a small scale program where we offer companies a nice package where they can get a few units plus hours from us to help them with the integration and the tuning. And then in that program, we can see how the performance and the user friendliness of our system compared to what they're used to, and if they want to use the Fusion Reflex for their next drone models. So after that, now we're manufacturing in a small scale, but during 2024, we're planning to start scaling up, start delivering the first orders from our early access partners that are launching their new drone models, and we're taking it from there.
So I understand the software capabilities, but what makes you unique compared to all the other softwares out there? So I just really would like to understand that. Can you please emphasize on it?
So the two algorithms that we spent a lot of time on is, they're called INDI and fault tolerance control, and it's really about improving the flight performance and the reliability of the drones. So first of all, it allows us to respond much faster to external disturbances. So you can fly in higher wind speeds if there are gusts from a turbulent environment, for example, flying next to past a building, or on a wind farm. Then our algorithms allow the drones to much better react to what's happening. And next to that, drones that, for example, lower packages, you get a lot of interesting dynamics between the package and the drones. And that's where our algorithms do a really, really good job in keeping the drone stable.
So you keep the drone stable when they're letting the package down.
We keep like any correcting for any external disturbances, which is like letting a package down, you can kind of see that as a disturbance. Our algorithm allows a much faster and a better response for the drone in those kinds of situations. And on top of that, the fault tolerance control, we're constantly monitoring the performance of the other systems of the drone that interface with the flight controls. So for example, if you have a sensor failure, we tell the pilot there's a sensor failure and that maybe it cannot fly autonomous trajectories anymore, but we can still keep it at a certain altitude. So we switch the flight mode, tell the pilot to take over and make sure that the drone mission can be finished in a good way.
So it's dynamically capable to make decisions, you know, based on the situation, what is going on. Dynamic is the word that I'm trying to emphasize.
Yeah, dynamic, aware. It's like very constantly taking all the information that it can to make sure the drone missions can be completed safely.
Amazing. So where do you manufacture? Back in the
We
Netherlands.
manufacture in the Netherlands. It's designed in the Netherlands. The electronics is from the Netherlands. The software.
It's 100% Netherlands product. That's very important because I learned currently a lot of companies are prioritizing European products and they are looking to collaborate with European made, you know, products. So actually it's a big benefit for you to keep the production in Netherlands.
No, we yeah, we recognize this in the drone industry that there was a demand for products from certain regions of the world.
Yes.
And no, yeah, and I mean, we have great partners. We like to work within the Netherlands. For us, it's also easy to be able to visit the manufacturing facilities, talk closely with the designers, and make sure that everything is up to the standards that we want to have it.
Amazing. So how big is the company as of today?
Currently, the team is about 10 people and with a few interns. We're collaborating closely with Delft University of Technology still. Our office is in the Faculty of Aerospace Engineering. So we have a good stream of talent that is all aware of the latest research and the algorithms that we're putting into it.
So what's your forecast? How big are you going to grow in the next 3 years? So what's the aim growing wise? You're going to double, you think? Or as the industry grows?
I'm
sure you went through all these analytics, you know?
Yeah.
They forecasted 5 billion business, 10 billion business. It depends which portal I open. There is a different number, right? So what's your thought on it?
No, exactly. So, well, we're starting at a very low point right now. So we're, after the early exit phase, we're working generally with companies that have ambitions to manufacture somewhere between hundreds and to 1,000 drones a year. So we're betting that those early exit customers will convert and will reach volumes of hundreds of units next year, going to thousands and tens of thousands in the years after that.
Yeah, and I guess you build your operation in the light of that. So the moment you cannot really forecast how big the company, your company will grow.
Yeah, so it's all in response to what we see from the market. But I believe as a general industry, at least from what I gather from the customers we're working with, I feel like 2025 is going to be a big year for drones.
Amazing.
One of the things we're putting a lot of effort in as well is certification. So we're in talks with EASA to see if we can have our flight control system certified as a component on a SIL 4 level. I'm hoping we can get that done by 2025.
And amazing. That's, yeah. You're just sharing this very modestly, but it's fantastic news.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel that's the level where most of the commercially interesting operations will take place. Being able to fly beyond visual line of sight over urban areas, that's I feel once we can break open that part of the market, that's that's there when there will be an inflection point for the drone industry, and it will really take off much faster than it's going right now.
Hopefully 2025 is the year, especially in Europe. I think in Europe now we are very forward thinkers. Regulation is more flexible, and new space is coming as well.
New
regulatory framework is out. Member states are thinking how to implement it, you know, centralized, decentralized, letting BVLOS flights coming out. So as a last message, what would you tell to the audience, governments, smart cities, drone manufacturers?
Yeah.
What is the message currently? What should we do together, or what is your thought on it?
Yeah. Ooh, that's an interesting question. I mean, I do feel for the drone industry, I think safety is a very important topic. And I do feel we need to take it extremely seriously. On the other hand, I think we should also recognize that drones are not aircraft, and the maximum damage a drone can do is a lot lower than in traditional aerospace. So we can spend some time thinking about what that means for the design limitations we put on drones. And I feel like if we can tackle that better than we're currently doing, then that would really allow the industry to reach its full potential.
So you're telling safety is not a yes or no question, but should be assessed based on the aircraft.
Yeah.
Based on that. Amazing. Thank you so much, Robert. This was a very nice, insightful discussion. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.